It's now time for Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for the vacationing David Fair this morning. And with me is our very special guest, Andy Drews, who has a very long title, but let's just say he is the battery expert at the Ford Research and Innovation Center in Dearborn. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
Now, we're primarily here to talk about today the research collaboration between Ford and the University of Michigan. So let's talk about that first, and then we'll get into the technology that you're developing. How did that come about?
Well, we at Ford had been thinking about building a battery prototyping lab for some time now. And as we thought about the problem, we realized that the quality of equipment that we needed would have a lot more capability than we could really take advantage of. So it would be sitting idle most of the time, not really being used effectively. And so it made a lot of sense to partner with some other entity in the area. And University of Michigan came to the top of our list pretty quickly, as it being a world-class institution with some of the best research facilities and faculty around.
What's the primary thrust of the focus of the research you're doing together?
Well, we're interested in looking further down the road at advanced battery technology, stuff that's well over the horizon that will be the replacement for lithium-ion and refinements of lithium-ion battery technology. So what we need is a stepping stone platform where we can look at battery cells at a scale that is not quite full-size scale, but very close to full-size scale, so that we can learn about their durability and performance in ways that you can't really learn from small research lab scale cells.
So take me through the process of battery development. And I know there's probably many, many phases in there, from the initial idea to the point it actually ends up in a car. Where will you be in this partnership in the spectrum, and what kind of work is going on there?
Well, battery development mostly has its start at academic institutions. So University of Michigan, other universities, also at national laboratories, where new materials are developed. And then over time, their performance has to be verified to make sure that the material has the performance that will last the lifetime that we expect. Eventually, it gets picked up by the battery materials suppliers, and they start developing the process for manufacturing the materials and refining the chemistry and the performance of the material. And then later, that gets handed off to the battery cell suppliers, the organizations that actually put together the batteries. At that point, we start to see prototypes that are fairly sophisticated, fairly well advanced, but still in the development stage. And so that's really oftentimes our very first look at a new battery technology, is just at that stage where the cell suppliers are about ready to go into production.
Now, your partnership, though, is starting earlier than that in what you're doing with the University of Michigan, right?
That's right. So we need a way to build up cells to a reasonable scale so that we can check the performance of materials. And if we wait for the cell suppliers to develop the processing that's necessary to make the full-size cells, then we've lost a lot of time. And if we come back to them and say, it's good, but it needs a little bit of refinement in one aspect or another, they've already invested a tremendous amount of money, and we've lost a lot of time where they will have to go back and start over again.
So this is more than just trying to find technology that will work well for Ford over the next few years. This is about guiding the future of how battery technology is going to evolve for the car industry on the whole.
Yes, and it's really an important tool that not many people have access to. Not many organizations have access to this level of equipment. So it's really going to be a very unique resource that will enable faster development, better research.
So when you're working on these projects together, your collaborative effort is going to produce something eventually, you know, down the road.
Right.
How far away, if you came up with a great idea today and it eventually made its way through a vetting process and it became from the theoretical to the actual physical reality, how far away are we talking about something being available in a car?
Well, I think you can look at the example of lithium-ion battery technology. That was really invented in about 1990. Is when it first started to hit the marketplace. And it wasn't until just within the last 2 years that it showed up in the automotive application. So it takes a long time to develop battery technology. We've had lead acid for something like 200 years now, and it's been very hard to displace. So any new battery technology, you're probably looking at 10, 15, maybe 20 years before it could really have a big impact in the marketplace.
And we're talking about more than just an impact in the marketplace. We're talking about an impact on the supply chain and the feeder companies that would really be servicing a company like Ford. Is that part of the idea here, that you're trying to bring more of that into Michigan?
That's right. So, you know, you ask the question, why is the auto industry still here? And it's because, well, all of the resources, all of the manufacturing expertise, all of the manufacturing technology, all of the expertise in the labor force, it's all here. So why would you go anywhere else? Well, if we're going to become the hub for battery research, then we need to have all of the critical resources located here. And there's been a lot of investment by the state and the federal government in manufacturing facilities here in Michigan. We've also got some battery material suppliers here in Michigan. But we don't really have a strong footprint in battery research here.
And what's the global marketplace going to be like over the next 10, 20 years for a technology like this? This isn't solely limited, obviously, just to the U.S.
That's right. And, there's a lot of activity amongst other non-U.S.-based OEMs. National governments, too, are very active in battery development. So if you go to Korea, there's research institutes there that are very sophisticated, very much out on the cutting edge. Japan, likewise, and China. And if we're going to be a player in battery technology, we really need to make the investments to make sure that we have all of those critical pieces here available.
Now, obviously, being Ford and University of Michigan, we're very domestic focused, but what are the odds that things that you're doing here will be picked up eventually and go out to a company, a Michigan-based company, that would be eventually providing things to an international automaker?
Well, any good technology that really makes a big difference in terms of the energy density of a battery or the cost of a battery will be quickly picked up by any competent manufacturer. Everybody has the same goal in the automotive sector and in most other sectors as well, is that we really want cheaper batteries that contain more energy per unit volume. And that's essentially universal. So if we come up with great developments here, it'll spread quickly throughout the industry and across the entire battery.
So take me on a brief history tour. Let's just focus on, let's say, the last couple of years. I know there's been some major developments, and they've come in two places, the batteries themselves, but also the availability of the technology driving prices down. Where were you a couple of years ago? Where are you now, and where do you see the next few years?
Well, until very recently, we were using nickel metal hydride batteries. You can still buy those out in the marketplace for consumer applications, but they've become very rare. A few years ago, we started to make the transition to lithium ion batteries, and they have, at least at Ford, become the sole battery technology that we're using. Toyota is in the process of making that transition. Other manufacturers have already made the transition to lithium ion. And the benefits are pretty clear, that you get about a factor of 10 increase in energy density. You get better lifetime for the batteries, less self-discharge. There's a number of properties of lithium-ion that make them very attractive. But the big one is that they're lighter and smaller volume for the same amount of energy.
So where do you see this going as a percentage of global auto sales? Or let's just focus domestically for the moment. Is there a goal that, you know, at some point in the future, every car will be based on this technology, or do you just see this being a larger supplement of the auto industry as we move forward?
Well, very long term, electrification will probably become the sole powertrain source, but that's pretty far out. And whether that's fuel cells or all electric vehicles, it's hard to say at this point. At the moment, electrified vehicles are only about 6 or 7% of the U.S. marketplace. So the impact of electrification is still relatively small. And if we're going to make electrification have a really big impact on the environment, then it has to be in the hands of millions and millions of car buyers. And at that point, the benefits can really start having a significant impact on our consumption of oil and greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good start. This partnership between Ford and the University of Michigan is a great place that'll lead to that eventual goal. That's Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. My guest today was Andy Drews, whose official title is the Technical Specialist Team Leader for the Energy Storage and Materials Research Group at the Ford Research and Innovation Center in Dearborn. Thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thanks for having us.